Hey, it's your man DJ Metro, and I got my main man B Brown on the line with me. We're going to talk a little bit of jazz, New Jazz City on 103.7 The Beat, and New Jazz City in general. And basically, man, how did you get into jazz?
Long story, make it short. You know, my father was a jazz drummer, played with Sarah Vaughan, had a couple stints with Miles Davis. So, you know, just kind of grew up with jazz around the house all the time, you know, pretty much. All musicians on my father's side of the family. My dad was a drummer. My brother was a drummer. Grandfather was a saxophone player. So it's a lot of musicians that came out with that. So I just got lucky with that, you know?
Okay.
Just got lucky. Yeah.
So I know, myself, I've been listening to jazz since I was in the fifth grade. My grandfather turned me on to it.
Yeah, you've been going for a long time.
Yeah. So I've been listening to, even though I'm into everything else, jazz has always been a part of my soul. And speaking of that, you know, so doing the show on 103.7 The Beat, New Jazz City, you know, it's coming along. You know, we try to put out new jazz, you know, the latest and the current jazz that's out today. But every so often, there's some throwbacks that come in because, like I say, growing up, George Benson was that guy. You know what I mean?
Oh man, you had to have that. You couldn't go. You did no wrong if you didn't. You had to have that, man. I'm serious. Yeah.
Right. That on Broadway, and you know, that song right there is like ingrained and embedded,
right,
in my brain. You know, matter of fact, that whole album, you know, and you know, some Bob James back in the day.
And you had to have the Najee. You know, you had to have the Najee.
You know, like Najee came. He came later for me.
It came later. Yeah, it was a little bit later. Yeah.
Larry Carlton. But one of the great Street Life. You know what I'm saying? The Crusaders.
Oh, for sure, Jazz Crusaders. Uh huh. Yeah. Joe Sample and them. Yep.
Yeah. You had to have those, and of course, some great others that came into play. And, you know, so like this week on the show on New Jazz City on 103.7 The Beat, you know, came out with a whole new list of songs played for Friday, you know, and some new joints. So like Ellis Hamilton, My Heart to Yours, that is like the number one jazz song at the moment, depending on which chart you look at. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's pretty. And even Bob James is still in the game. You know,
for a long time, and still doing it, and still sounding great too.
Sounding great and still in the game. And you know, it's a lot of new cats that's out, that's doing things. You are friends with quite a few jazz artists as well as myself, and you even relatives to one great guy. Tell me a little bit about your cousin Chip.
Oh, Chip Sharon, bassist. Chip was actually the bass player for Rapper's Delight. I think he was about 18 when he did that. You know, just happened to be in New York, and just somebody said, "Hey, come on, play on this song." You know, and he just played on it and didn't understand, you know, that they were gonna have people talking over the song, which you know, rap wasn't really that thing back then. It was just like, hey, you know, some guys gonna come in and talk over this song. But he played the song for 15 minutes straight, which is kind of unheard of, you know, and that's still very recognizable to this day for anybody to play a song, a cymbal bass line, for 15 minutes straight with no breaks, no interruptions, no anything, you know. So that is kind of cool. So, and also he's a part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They've got his actual bass that he played for that session in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So it's kind of cool. Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty interesting, but that's awesome at the same time.
Oh yeah, it's good stuff, man. Right. Yeah, it's good stuff.
And you know, and speaking of Chip has a new single out.
Right, Unbelievable.
And,
right.
Yeah, and that's that. You know, first time I heard that joint, I was like, "What in the world is this? It's that good." Yeah,
we definitely New Jazz City. We definitely played that first.
Yeah, that
we got that first. We did play that first. We still playing it. So yes, sir, that is a good song. Yeah.
That's an awesome song, and I'm waiting on the follow up to that. And I'm sure that's going to come out soon. I'm sure that, you know, we'll get a hold of it. Maybe we can get an exclusive.
Oh, we definitely will.
With that join as well.
Yes, indeed, we definitely will get that. I think he's looking at timeline. I think he moved it back. It was supposed to be, I think, around March, but now he's probably looking at June. So. We've got a few more months to go, but you know, time goes quickly. So we'll get it as soon as it comes out. I'm on it. I'm going to get it as soon as it comes out. We will have it.
Okay. Now, are there any new jazz artists that are on your radar right about now?
On my radar, there's really J. Rod Sullivan is on my radar right now. You know, the drummer for the Four Corners.
Right.
And he also plays with Jeffrey Osborne doing, you know, all of Jeffrey's touring dates. He plays with him. And he actually just went to, I think he just went to Africa and played with Layla Hathaway and all the kind of stuff like that. So J. Rod Sullivan is a drummer, and he's an excellent drummer. One of my top five favorites for sure. And he just put out a record. So, you know, that's on all streaming platforms. You can check out J. Rod Sullivan and get the new record. It's really nice. It's kind of fusion jazz, but it's good stuff. I mean, the guys that are playing on it are mostly from the Four Corners, but he's got a saxophone player that's really good. Really amazing. So it's a good record. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites right now. Yeah.
Now he also plays for someone else in the R&B world, right?
Well, Jeffrey Osborne, but I'm not sure if it's anybody else outside of that. You know, okay. I'm about, like I said, he just did Layla Hathaway and Jeffrey Osborne. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. He's pretty much a, you know, people when they'll pick him up, and you know, you might see him with anybody. Put it that way. He's that good.
Okay.
He's that good, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you know, coming out this week, in the number one spot is Ellis Hamilton, "My Heart to Yours" on Top 100 Smooth Jazz Network. And
right.
That song right there is pretty awesome. When it first started, I was like, you know, I give a song two beats and I figure out if I like it or not, you know.
right. That's what I got. I got a 10-second rule, man. If it doesn't hit me in 10 seconds, I'm going to the next one. I'm out. Yeah.
Right. And that one definitely took me by surprise, because I've never heard of this guy. And,
right.
And that's the one thing about jazz artists. You just never know who may hit on the charts.
You don't. Yeah, you don't. You know, if we look at that list, I'm actually looking at it now. When you go down that list, you see a lot of your old staples on here.
Uh-huh.
You know, people that you always know. Then you see a whole lot of new people that, you know, I've never heard of, but that doesn't mean that they're not great either, you know?
Right.
You know, right. I see your one of your good friends is up here too. Sean LaBelle's on this chart too.
Oh yeah, Sean LaBelle, great guy, Minnesota's finest, if you will.
There you go. Yeah,
I'll definitely have to reach out to Sean LaBelle, see if we can't get him on the line soon. I'm sure we can.
Right. Yeah.
So you know, as I stated with New Jazz City, we try to play some of the newest and the upcoming artists or what have you, and I say, we will throw back some staples. You know, George Benson, George Duke. You know, some of those guys, and Najee's been around, like you brought him up earlier. I remember Najee back in the early 90s.
Yeah, late 80s, early 90s for sure. Yeah, that first record was the best one. I mean, not the best, but just one of my all-time favorites. There were so many hits on that first record that were just amazing, you know, and they still lasted the test of time. Like, they're still good, you know?
Oh, yeah, I still play them today, actually.
Yeah,
still playing
different sound quality. You know, it's the, you know, because stuff back then was a lot different, but they are still good songs, good music. You know, really good music. Yeah.
And he put out an album last year and one before that.
That was amazing. Yeah, that was amazing. Last year's was good too. Right.
So I'm sure he'll come up with something for 2024.
Right.
You know,
I'm
sure he will, and I'm sure he's going to do some jazz show somewhere. Although, you know, here in Muskegon, we do not have the Shoreline Jazz Festival anymore.
Yeah, that was a total loss, because that was a good festival. You know, there are festivals are starting to get around now, but you know, for Muskegon area, man, you know, you all gonna have to travel, unfortunately. You know, there's nothing hitting around that way right now anyway. So
yeah, nothing's going on. Yeah. So yeah. You know, the closest, well, I won't say the closest, but a lot of times we may have to go up to Detroit to catch some jazz and some live jazz. Grand Rapids has a live jazz, I'll call it a bar, if you will.
Okay.
GR Noor is the name of it. And it's a small facility, but, you know, they're starting to bring in some different acts or what have you. A couple guys from Detroit have come down.
Okay.
And been in the building, if you will. So Demetrius Neighbors, for sure, has been up in there.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And he's another great artist, and straight from the D.
How far is Connecticut from you all?
Ooh.
A ways away. Okay.
Right. That's about 10 hours, actually. If you
You won't be driving to that one. Yeah, okay.
It's
all right.
10 hours.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah. I guess you're referring to our guy, Ace Livingston.
No, I'm thinking about there's a keyboard player named J-Roe. J-Roe's been around a long time. He used to play with Marion a long time ago.
Okay.
But he has an annual Smooth Jazz for Scholars benefit concert. He does it every year, and this year it'll be the 21st year. But that's up there in Milford, Connecticut. So that's April 19th and 20th. Yeah.
Okay. And you brought up
Marion
Meadows' name. What's going on with him? He has a show coming up down there your way, right?
Yeah, Marion's got a few shows. February 8th, he'll be in Atlanta at St. James Live. February 10th, he'll be in Boca Raton, Florida. Then February 13th and 14th, he'll be here with me in Durham, North Carolina. And then 15th through the 18th, he's doing four days at D.C. at Blues Alley. So you can catch Marion in one of those cities if you'd like to catch up with him. Yep.
Gotcha. So right here in Muskegon, like I said, we have no jazz shows going on, but hopefully we can get something going on in 2024, even if they're, you know, in smaller venues or what have you.
Yeah.
And like I say, I know several guys that's, you know, 2 hours away right there in the D that could.
Well, you'll definitely have some shows there because, you know, they're bringing back that series again at the Aretha Franklin venue.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Those shows are coming back, right?
Yeah. They're as you say, they're a staple at that facility.
Right.
I just need them to come down here to Ski Town. If you
I get it.
That's what I
understand. I'll have to see if I can work on that.
Yeah, get them down to Ski Town. Even if we get our guy Dion, as you say, Dion Yates.
That's right, Dion Yates.
To come on down and do a set or two.
Yeah, we need to work on that. Yeah, we need to work on that.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Make sure you guys check out the New Jazz City on 103.7 The Beat here in Muskegon weekdays from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. where we bring you the best in new jazz, smooth jazz, contemporary jazz, and maybe even a little fusion going on where we play the best and we play the latest in jazz as well. We put a throwback in here and there, but we definitely try to keep you up on the latest jazz in the show.
Indeed.
So make sure you guys check us out next week where we'll bring you some awesome new jazz. So I want to thank my man B Brown for coming out and hanging out and getting on the line with me.
And, you're welcome.
Just talking a little bit of jazz, and I'm sure we'll bring this back and have some new information on you, concerts going on, shows going on. And so just keep it locked. Make sure you check us out. And just look for us.